searcher to take away money from the greedy player. Most people took revenge and punished the other player severely. While they were making the decision whether or not to take revenge, their brains were scanned by positive emission tomography, PET, to see which parts of their brains were active. The revenge-taking players enjoyed brain activity in their pleasure centers, and those who punished the greedy players the most got the most pleasure. Revenge is sweet, the saying goes, and PET scans show this is literally true. When a society can trust most of its members to play fair, it has tremendous advantages over non-trusting societies. Think of all the times people hand their credit cards to salespeople or order on the internet with confidence that the charge will be correct and the item will arrive. When people don't play fair, as we expect them to, we feel betrayed. We take pleasure in taking revenge when we have been cheated. That's why so many of us enjoy our revenge fantasies even when we know we won't act them out. So how do we put a stop to revenge, or even prevent it from happening? A sincere apology may be all that is necessary. Doctors who make a mistake and apologize, rather than covering it up, are sued far less often than other doctors, according to researchers at the University of Washington Medical School. The guy who ruined my windows did apologize and pay to replace the windows. Justice had been done, so I didn't seek revenge. Maybe the primitive pleasure in revenge motivates the desire for justice.
2.27
Today I'm going to talk to you about a very human subject, revenge. I'll start with my own experience. A few years ago, I hired a contractor to make some repairs in my home. I'd asked for a list of references and called them all. But when he did the work, he accidentally damaged my windows, so now my windows were scratched up and in need of repair. I decided to take revenge. I told him I would call everyone in his list of references and tell them about my experience. They would think twice before recommending him again, I figured. Then he paid for the scratched windows. But what if my tactic hadn't worked, and I'd had to call all those references? I wouldn't have gained anything, and I would have spent a lot of valuable time making all these calls. What would I have gained? Revenge. People naturally want to take revenge for mistreatment, psychologists are finding out. They enjoy revenge so much that they will take a loss for it, according to a Swiss research study. Here's how the experiment works. They give two participants $10 each and tell them the game rules. You get the first move. If you give your $10 to the other player, the researcher will quadruple your gift and the other player gets $50. Then the other player gets a choice. Your partner can keep all of the winnings or share the winnings, giving you money back. $25, an even split, would be fair, in my opinion. If the other player selfishly kept the $50, you could take revenge. You could take some money from your own pocket and give it to the researcher.